Connect FM. This is such an incredible, like, life-changing situation that we have here that we are going to be talking about. The Afghan people, unfortunately, left in a terrible situation. These are the people who had helped our troops whenever we were in Afghanistan. We cannot leave them behind. And the ones who were able to fortunately make it to our country arrived with little to, in some cases, nothing with them. So we need to help these people out. And we're going to be returning the favor that they paid to our troops. So we've brought on this morning Tech Sergeant Kevin Hollander. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I am so excited about this project. This is an incredible way of giving back. So if people have been hearing about this in the news and those stories are hitting close to home and they're thinking, what can we do? This is a really generous way and an easy way of giving back. So what is the situation here and how can we help?
So the situation, I mean, just imagine yourself, something happening to your family, your home, and you have to evacuate as fast as possible with little to nothing whatsoever. So put yourself in their shoes, and they came over here with absolutely nothing whatsoever, leaving behind family members and stuff like that. So what I want to do is make sure that these guys are feeling welcome when they come here.
Yeah, and we're looking for products. I mean, we're not looking for like a new iPad or anything. These are very simple simple products that people can get at any store, or you can always do a gift card as well. But what kind of items are we looking for?
So we're mainly looking for clothes, and that ranges between toddlers, babies, you know, all the way up to adults, both men and women. Looking for toiletries. We're looking for hygiene products as well. Maybe some toys just to go along with it.
Yeah. These are families who have been able to make it here in some cases. And I mean, you paint the picture so well of if you leave everything behind and you're in an entirely new country with nothing and you've left your family behind, even a small gift is going to make people feel like they're welcome here and that we're thankful to have them. That being said, I know the items are always fun to pick out. Typically, I know a lot of families will take their kids and they'll say, hey, here's the situation. It can be a teaching moment almost where you can bring your child and they can pick out a product and you can donate together. But we are encouraging if you are able to do a gift card, which is not quite as flashy, but it goes a long way because, for example, if you have a family who has a size 8 shoe and you've donated a size 9 shoe, well, that's where a gift card can step in.
Yep, absolutely. And plus, we're going to go and use these gift cards at other places like Sam's Club, Walmart's, and other different towns. So we're not just depleting our stock here, but we're also going to go to the bigger locations to purchase some items.
That is a good point as well. So how do we do this? If we want to drop something off or if we want to give a gift card or whatever else or just show our support, where do we go?
Yep. So you can stop by my office. I'm at the Du Bois Mall closer to the JCPenney. Just remember, I'm the Air Force office. You can go to the Queen of Tarts as well. You can go to Duffer's Tavern in Treasure Lake and also Treasure Lake Church.
And we actually have a box sitting out right now. So if downtown Du Bois is a little closer for you, or if you just want to come and visit us, or if you won like lottery tickets and you're stopping by to see us and say hello anyway, if you have any of those products, drop them off here on September 9th. You can drop them off all the way until September 9th. Now, on September 9th, we're all going to be meeting at the Du Bois Mall, pulling all of those items together. And from noon until 2, we're going to be helping to pack those up and giving them out to deliver to the refugees in New Jersey. How is this working? I mean, how do those products actually end up there in New Jersey? That's quite a trip.
It is quite a trip, and I'm actually going to be driving my truck with a U-Haul. Hopefully, I got a big enough trailer for it. If I got to upgrade, then I will. I will take it over to Joint Base McGuire in New Jersey.
Yeah. And what can you say about, as we wrap up, what can you say about the fact that these are the people who have helped our troops? I mean, any kind of refugee obviously is in dire circumstances sometimes whenever they come to our country. But these ones, I think, maybe hit a little closer to home because some of our men and women have actually worked with these people before.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been over there for 20 years now, and you got people that constantly deploy back to Afghanistan. They see the same people that they build community relations with over there at the Afghanis. And it's just a good time to donate. You know, they call it Operation Allies Welcome now, as they are being welcomed into the United States.
I think that is such a fantastic name. And that's what we're trying to do here is welcome them in and say our thanks. Yeah. So thank you for coming in and kind of explaining the situation to us and also how we can help out. Again, that is Tech Sergeant Kevin Hollander from the U.S. Air Force. You can find them in the Dubois Mall. That is also where we are going to be collecting all of those products. You can also drop them off Duffer's Tavern, Treasure Lake Church, Queen of Tarts, and of course us here at Sunny 106 and Connect FM. Thank you so much.
Thank you.